Well, welcome and good afternoon, everyone, to the Balanced Prosperity Call. My name is Jamie and I'm your facilitator for today. TLC is here to nurture people and to train on the procedures that grow longevity. The purpose of this call is to address balance and prosperity. Dr. Jen and Dr. Dean are here. We are going to make sure that you are not multitasking or driving, making sure you have a pen and paper in hand to learn, relearn, and engage in the call. If you have any comments or questions, please type in the chat or a Q&A, raise your hand, and we will make sure that we get to you. Dr. Dean and Dr. Jen.
Awesome. Thank you, Jamie. That's wonderful. So I love that statement. You know, we're here to nurture people and to implement procedures for longevity.
Probably more than nurture, me procedure.
So today's subject is about what's next, and it's one of our wonderful subjects in TLC, and it really starts with that TLC, TDP, ADP legacy, and we're going to talk about some specific practices, and we'd love to talk about yours, so if you want to jump into the conversation, raise your hand, and Amy can call on you. But we picked a couple of the TLC practices that right now are in the midst of really big changes and have really had that vision for what's next. And physically and in terms of their team made shifts in order to prepare for what's next. So if you want to talk about the principles of what's next, and then we'll show some of the videos and call some of the people.
Well, I experienced that when we are trying to help others, there are certain states of behavior that help them go to that next level, right?
Yeah.
So one of them is that we are encouraging people to write their gratitudes. We're encouraging people to be grateful and to put it in the written word, to speak it, and so on and so forth. So there's gratitude. Hope is one of those reflexes as well. When an individual lives in gratitude, they access feelings that are more lovely, they're kind, they're more joyful, they're more patient, they're more hopeful. When people access hope, there's a cascade of emotional triggers that happen that you and I can help them obtain their best footsteps faster and more profoundly. So vision is a means of hope. You know, people in concentration camps, you read the books they've written, they if they purely lived for the physical reality of their surroundings, they'd be done, they would perish. But they live for the hope. There's the hope in the faith that there's a divine appointment and in eternity things won't be as they were now. And then in the more immediate hope, there's the hope that perhaps, you know, something could play out differently in all of this. So when doctors of chiropractic have a next picture, whether it's hope that you and I are going to take more vacations, hope that we're going to visit our kids, or hope that, you know, whatever, there's the next chapter, that playing out of what's next, and I wouldn't have used that term. I like that you used it because I was like, what do you mean, what's next? What's that? So I look at it in terms of the 11-day goal-setting process. I look at it in terms of vision questing our vacations. I look at it with a lot of structure and models and procedures. But really what you so aptly accessed here is that it's about what's next in terms of people play. And work can be play. And, you know, business issues can be play.
So I see Dr. Kathy and Dr. Jen, I'm going to call on you guys too, because you guys are in the midst of what's next in your physical office. So I am going to ask Dr. Joe Baker, because you sent a message to me, and probably Dr. Craig is here. I got off the phone with him earlier today. And his story is an example of what's next. And recognizing, he reflected on something that he and I shared when we were at leadership camp in Georgia, and we were hiking and with Steve Gentner on Snow Mountain, and we were talking about the importance of recognizing that you have to be uncomfortable. You have to trust the process and you have to get uncomfortable. And in order to embrace what's next, it's generally somebody that you trust and you respect coming alongside of you and urging you that now is the time to take that next step. So I'm going to ask you, Dr. Joe, to reflect on that specifically in relation to Dr. Craig, if you want, and anybody else that you want to reflect on that. And then I have a couple of people that I planned already to call on. So Dr. Kaylee, if you're here, we'll call on you next. Dr. Kathy, that would be great to call on you as well.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And I recall the conversation quite clearly with Dr. Craig. And from the standpoint of having the opportunity being placed in front of them, the opportunity of an associate coming on board, somebody that, quite honestly, he knew, was familiar with, and yet he wasn't quite sure whether he was fully prepared for what needed to be done and what it was that he was going to be responsible for in the process. Now, having been his HC coach for over the past 8 years now, I've gotten to watch him grow and study and learn and certainly, make all those better choices in regards to building himself up. But one of the very last things was the biggest understanding of you can do this. Mm-hmm. And, probably in the moment of, recognizing this is not an AC coach conversation anymore, recognizing that you really needed that heart coach time in order to connect with the heart coach, to have those hard conversations of this is what you're going to be looking towards as far as the next step, and allowing somebody else to step in and paint the picture and help to facilitate the conversation and raise up some of the, unknown conversations that he might have had in regards to, what he was about ready to embrace, and just see that he gets connected with the right person. But for me, I think the biggest part of it is just recognizing that there's always going to be a next step. And it's really going to be whether we're willing to engage and actually participate in what's in front of us, or, or decide that maybe this isn't the right time. But that's the wonderful thing about TLC is that we have individuals like Dr. Dean and Dr. Jen, that third party that can step in and help to allow people to understand better if they're actually prepared for it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for inspiring Dr. Craig and all those you coach and mentor with heart coaching. And thanks for reminding us, that's the value of the community and being known in the community, because you really can trust in the people that know you and recognize this is the time for you to take that next step. And whether or not you embrace that or not, at least you have that mentorship of people that really know you. So before we jump into Dr. Kaylee and then Dr. Kathy, Dr. Terry, I have to kind of interject and ask you to comment on this, because from your history of your children to where you went through in the past 2 years, knowing that a time is right for the next step to happen, and then to be willing to take that step. Like Dr. Drew said, you could know that the right step is there. Like you could tell that story about the door closing in the office space. And then the next step is not just knowing, but then to be willing to have that faith and take that action, even when there's a lot of things around you that could say it's not the ideal time to either have a child or to move a practice and make a big change in your life. So anything you want to comment about that in this subject of what's next?
First, it's never an ideal time to have a child. No matter what you think, you'll never have one. There's never an ideal time. Moving a practice, I would say that my choice of timing would not have been that. Jim and I had been planning it before he passed. And it took me months to really make the decision. And you're right. We prayed. You and I prayed. I prayed with other people, some of my patients. And one of my patients, even after I prayed and really got all of the things I had put out, all the fleeces, and all of them came back. The price was right. The length of the lease was right. Everything. I was still like having apprehension. So one of my patients, she had already been praying. And I was like, would you just go pray at this other place just one more time? So she's like, fine. So she went to go pray there and the door was locked. So we were praying open and closed doors. It wasn't just closed, it was locked. So we are in the space. We've been here for just over a year. It's awesome here. We love it. And I'm in the process of now hiring a new CA who just said yes today. So she has worked for Dr. Steve Isidore in the past, moved to my area, and it's been a while. But again, it was a big decision because she is TLC trained. She is the perfect person. But she therefore requires more money than what I was like, I want to pay this, but she needs this. And we just finished negotiating all of that, and she will be starting in 2 weeks. So another step to say, you know, the growth is going to be there when you make the right steps. And that's what we're counting on. And even Rose, who's been to one TLC seminar, said, I think from what I learned from TLC at seminar is we should hire her, because if we hire her, when we add new things, it will bring growth. And that's from a CA who's been a CA for 6 months and to one TLC event. So,
and I have to brag on you a little bit. And even with the fact of having one CA, you've maintained numbers that are significant for you, and you didn't drop to a half that volume. So now adding that other CA will make it easier for Rose and easier for you guys to serve more people and a few more new patients. So that's wonderful. Thank you. All right, so I'm going to call on Dr. Kaylee. Dr. Kaylee really inspired me with a message that she sent to Dr. Dean and I this morning. And I asked her if she was able to jump on. And we have a couple of the photos. So if Miley, if you could get those ready, that would be awesome. But if we could spotlight Dr. Kaylee, she did something really brave and courageous. In terms of her practice, and if you want to share about that, Dr. Kaylee, that would be awesome.
Yeah, so last November we signed a lease for a new space too. It's a 10-year commitment, so aside from marriage, I think that's like my longest term commitment. And we're celebrating that. And it took about 3 months, and Stephen did a lot of the work for it.
Oh, so wonderful.
He's a craftsman, and he did a great job. Like, we're standing in our office right now, so I can show you guys. This is where you come in. And I was so scared to do an open area for adjusting. And this is my first open area tech CA station. We still don't have all the pictures and stuff up, but
we can probably see it now that she's showing live. So we can just switch and keep her spotlighted. That would be great. Thank you.
Can you guys see what I'm showing you?
Yeah, we can see it.
So, okay.
Was your first day in the new space.
Yep.
And share with us what you said about the experience of having that open environment for everybody to be together.
It was what I was most scared for, and it's actually what I loved the most about our first full day here. I wanted to be in that area the whole time. I love it, and it's just about trusting the people that have gone before you and taking the leap, even though you don't feel comfortable or feel good about it, but trust that if other people did it, you can too, and you might actually love it the most out of anything. So, yeah.
I'm very proud of you, and I'm very excited that you recognize that even though you've had a lot of challenges in Canada and continue to have a lot of challenges in terms of forces working against you, being able to gather with the people that you want to be gathering with, especially our TLC community, you were very brave and courageous, and then you had the incredible support of Stephen alongside of you and doing so much of the work, and it brought you together. And that's why I wanted to highlight that on the Balanced Prosperity call, because, you know, it's not about taking these steps alone. Dr. Joe Baker has always reminded us it's about our practice, whether or not the spouse is working in the practice or not, it's about our practice. And celebrating that, I think, is a really important part of this goal. So thanks, yes. Dr. Kaylee. Thanks, Stephen, for being here.
Thank you.
All right, so let's jump right to you, Dr. Kathy. You have been in practice for a long time. You've been in TLC a long time. Dr. Jet, there, I see you now with your hat.
Dr. Nicole, Dr. Jet, yep. Can't do it alone.
So you know, what inspired you at this point in your career, one, to hire Dr. Nicole and raise up another chiropractor in your practice, and two, to make a lot of physical changes where people could say, you know, why invest that? Why invest the time and energy and money at this point in your career?
It's a great question, because I ask good myself question. That like every night. But I'm going to say one thing right off the bat. Obviously, it's the right thing to do, but do not tell anybody in the outside world what you're doing, or just don't ask for other people's advice, because the world is about like shrinking you and not expanding and not moving forward for the most part. And I don't want to be there. So we have lots of friends and colleagues that are like, what? Why aren't you retiring? Why don't you sell? And I literally said to someone, if I sold this practice, I'd open up another one probably next week. It's something else. We don't want to stop what we're doing. And the reason we made those changes is because it's just kind of what came on our plate. And it's what Dr. Dean and you recommended. And here we are. So, you know, some days it's a little bit like scary, but most days it's really exciting. And we haven't missed a beat in our practice, in our business, if you look at that. And most, every patient, right, doc, is just so excited. Well, they love Dr. Nicole. They love the new doctor.
Construction.
And they love that we're expanding. They want to see it. I mean, we have been through a lot this month, weddings, honeymoon, vacations, and sad news about our CA and construction. And still we're at a consistent level of growth and new patients. So we just walk
by. PAD is tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, and there's PAD tomorrow. So, and team issues like short team, but we just keep moving forward because our heart's desire is to serve people and love them through chiropractic care. It's just simple, back to basics. And then this is what's next for us. So yeah, walking by faith a lot. And we trust, you know what? We trust you and we trust Dr. Dean. And that's the only reason we're doing it. It's simple. I don't have that much else to say. It just, we're trusting.
Great. So I love that you guys are honest with, you know, protect yourself from people around you, because if you open up the conversation to other people, you know, they don't understand. They haven't walked through the vision and the heart you have for what you do and why you're doing it. And they don't understand that investment of time, energy, and money. So protect yourself and protect your vision and share with the people that are going to help you keep moving forward. And not thwart you in the process, because a lot of people don't have that vision. They're good people.
Right.
They just
most people in our most people in our family and close friends, and definitely the patients, are just excited for us. And I mean, we don't really care. But just once in a while, if you go outside too much, with outside your circle of support, you know, people can be like that. But you have to, you know, just kind of go like that and keep your vision.
Awesome. All right. So before we jump to Dr. Mary Connors, who's had her hand raised, I want to call on Julie and Dr. Sam, especially Julie. And I love that you're always on the call. And I know that you're in a process of next steps in your life. And we don't have to even go over all the next steps, but just what is it like to be in the journey of considering the next steps and seeing that them unfold over the next few years? What is it like as a spouse and as a CA in the practice, helping you to stay focused? And how is that exciting for you, not just in the practice, but at home as what's next?
Oh my God. I think it's just comes down to, for me, faith that it's going to, whatever it is that we're working towards is going to happen. In its time, and work harder towards the goal that we are going towards. So I don't know what else to say. You know how I, when you put me in, at the moment, totally.
That's great. So one of the things I hear you saying, which is what we said earlier in this call, is knowing that it's the time to make change. Mm-hmm. So once you know, then there are steps to take, and you're taking those steps, and you're seeing that the practice is growing to the levels that are necessary in order to be able to take the next steps. So first part is, if you're not sure about what next steps could be, it could be a conversation to have, which we've had in the past, you and Dr. Sam and I, you know, is this the right time for us to consider a change, and what would have to be put in place? You know, you listen to Dr. Kathy and Dr. Jett, we had a lot of logistic conversations before they went about, one, hiring the new associate, and two, changing walls and renovating the practice. We didn't just throw them into that and say, oh, you didn't know it was going to cost X amount of money, and you didn't know it was going to take this amount of time. So you can be assured that in the TLC community, we're that safety net. We want you succeeding, we want you growing, and we're going to look out for those next steps. But the knowing is the first step, and then trusting in the process and trusting in the timing, and knowing that we can keep circling back and reassuring that we're taking the right steps. Thanks, Julie. Thanks for contributing. All right, so I do want to call on Dr. Mary, she has her hand raised. And I do have a video that I want to play of Dr. Sam Henley. I see Dr. Rowe. If Dr. Scott is here too, that would be awesome to call on him. But if he's not here, then we will narrate the video of Dr. Sam Henley on her own. So Dr. Mary is next. I think so. Dr. Mary. There she is. There she is.
Hi, Dr. Jen. I apologize because I really didn't have my hand open. I just wasn't in the group with everybody. So I was trying to get attention to get into the group.
There's a reason for you to be here in this conversation about what's next. So Dr. Mary, you've taken a lot of brave, bold steps in your practice career. And even now, you just made a commitment at the patient care seminar.
I'm sorry, that phone keeps going off and on.
So you made that commitment to do group reports, and that was a big what's next step. There were a lot of people in the room that were in the same boat that have heard about group reports and haven't done them. So why don't you comment on that next step and some of the experience that it's been since you have done that with Faith, your CA?
Well, last week when I gave Faith the one-to-one form, and at the end of the week she put it back on my desk, on the back of the one-to-one form, I asked her what, I forget how I worded it, what excited you for the week, basically. And she wrote doing the breakout on day two when she was able to be in the other room and communicate with the patients about office policies. And that's just huge.
That's great. Now, was that on your radar with your great AC coach, Dr. Rowe? Was that on your radar to be doing group reports at that time? And what made you say that this was the time to make that change?
Well, it was really when I went to the workshop with you, Dr. Jen, and Dr. Jillian was doing the day two breakout, and you came into the room about group reports. And you separated us all in the room as to who's doing them, who isn't doing them. And then there's a challenge between me and Dr. Bob Labib to do group reports. So it was kind of on my radar before I went to the seminar that this is something, the office is getting busier, and I had to stop doing single day two reports because we were pushing it out way too far for a patient to come back in. So we started doubling it up, and then I looked at Faith and said, Faith, what are we going to do with them when I'm done with that first one? And then the other one has to wait. And she's like, oh, no problem. I'm just going to come out here and I'm going to do it with him. And I'm like, no. You got to go into that private room in the back, the x-ray room. She's like, no, Dr. Mary, I'm not doing it there. I'm doing it right here. And she stood up on her own and just started reciting all the offer policies just out of her head. And I just sat there in amazement and said, oh my God, this is what TLC says. Get up, you know, stop being the micromanager and let that staff person do their thing. She's on those CA calls. She hear what happens. She's been to seminars. So she stepped up.
Great. Beautiful. Well, I appreciate that, A, you guys come to the events together and you're on calls together. So she gets exposed to, we're not asking you to do something that we haven't had experience with, knowing it is the right next step and it's going to be successful, not just for the efficiency, but but for the quality of raising up people that choose lifetime care. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even when we talk about having that adjusting experience and having that educational environment where people get to see and hear each other, it's for that ultimate goal of what TLC is all about. It's nurturing people with procedures that work, that grow longevity. So, you know, we're not short-sighted of trying to ask you to make changes in your offices for a short term. We want you to see the change and the impact that that's going to have for generations. So I appreciate your trust, and I appreciate you recognizing a challenge. And I hope that as all of us are on here, we are looking at ourselves. Maybe it's in our personal life. Maybe it's in our financial life. Maybe it's a spiritual thing that we are challenged. And, you know, it's one of the things that we do best in TLC. You know, we want to nurture people and we want to challenge you. We want you to be a little bit uncomfortable. And we want you to do that in a safe environment where people know you and are going to give you grace in the process. But we're always going to say, what's next? What's next? How can I have more impact? How can you do that? So
I loved hearing Dr. Kaylee's story, because to see her do that, it just gives all of us confidence and makes us feel good. And then also to hear Dr. Kathy talk about bringing in Dr. Nicole, because I want to go on vacation in April for a week. And I'm like, all right, what am I going to do? You know, what do I do with the practice? So I'll be calling you, Dr. Rowe, to figure out how that's going to work. But ultimately, I know we got to grow the team so I can bring in another doctor. And that's going to be scary. So I'm going to need all of you when that happens.
And whoever can figure this out, I would love there to be the ability in our profession to be able to go to different states and practice in different states for a week or two without having to go through the licensure and the different states, so that we could have doctors in different phases of practice on call of saying, you know what, I'll go to Massachusetts for a week, or I'll go to New Hampshire, or I'll go to a different state. It'd be a lot of fun. But we have to figure out how to do that in the profession where they have the ability to allow a doctor to be able to practice temporarily in another location.
Well, I'm sitting on the board, Dr. Jen, so I just heard you.
All right, there you go. You can do it, Dr. Mary. All right, so Dr. Scott, I love that you're here. I would love to call on you. I know Miley has a video that maybe you can do a little intro for of what you've experienced with Dr. Sam Hanley. He had a commitment with his son, so he wasn't able to be here, but he gave us permission to review what he's done. So you're an amazing AC coach with him. And I know that he was on calls with you when we were in Idaho training, and he was getting ready, preparing the practice for the changes. And if you want to give a little background about the CA situation that happened right as he was making those changes, I think that would be awesome.
Well, I think he decided to renovate his practice and create an open adjusting area, which Dr. Dean had been encouraging him to do for quite some time. At the same time, he decided to add x-ray, because he didn't have x-ray, so he was going to add digital x-ray. And then he was going to do the training with you guys, a CBP training for a week. And he had hired two new CAs, and they were working out just fine. And in conversation with one of them on a one-on-one meeting, he had a sense that she wasn't totally committed, and asked her, I'm sensing that, you know, you might have something else in your heart. And she went home and thought about it and came back and said, yep, I don't want to work here anymore. I want to be a mortician. So she decided she was going to leave and be a mortician. And then the front desk CA decided, well, you know, I'm going to leave too, because I have a baby and I want to spend time with my baby. I don't want to work at your office anymore. So he made all these changes and he was left with no CAs. The old Dr. Sam Hanley would have been in a total panic and not able to handle any of it. But Dr. Sam has grown so much over the years through TLC training, through leadership camps, through coaching engagements, that he has really made a giant change. And he's come through. He has two new CAs, although I got a call from him yesterday. One of the CAs decided to leave. So he's in the revolving door of finding the right CAs for the right space. But his heart is open and he is fully engaged in serving his community.
Beautiful. And before you play that, Miley, Dr. Sam is here. So Jamie, if you can highlight him, spotlight him. I didn't realize you were already here, Dr. Sam, otherwise I would have jumped you right in, but it's kind of fun to hear your coach review what had happened and transpired in those events. So Dr. Sam, there you are outside in the beautiful sunshine.
Hello.
I've seen that. Gray here in Pennsylvania right now. So anything you want to add to that before we see the video of your practice? And, you know, how did you embrace what was next? And how, even with very significant obstacles that you experienced in terms of the world kind of throwing changes to you, how did you continue to embrace it? And what have you experienced as a result of making those changes?
So I think Dr. Scott was right. I really reflect a lot on myself and were I in this situation before starting TLC, it would have looked very different. And so I'm really grateful for all the growth I've experienced. I think it's, you know, it's definitely challenging right now because I know I'm in that uncomfortable phase. And there's a lot of, one of the big things I realized in the transitioning of my staff was they'd both been with me for 2 and 3 years. And there's a lot of messes they had helped me cover up that I wasn't privy to. And so with this brand new staff, I'm really getting to look at that and go, here's a bunch of messes that I had allowed to exist. And I get to look at that and start fresh. And X-ray has really been a blessing. You know, I can remember Dr. Dean year one, he's like, hey, so are you going to get X-ray now? And year two, hey, you're going to get X-ray now? And so I finally did it. And it's really changed the way it makes educating the patients on the importance of subluxation and lifelong care so much easier and so much more valid for me as well. Because it's very easy for me to question my value at times. And it's really good to have those tangible things to see and to educate the patients too. So I'm really grateful for the discomfort right now and for all my coaches to push me to make this change. And and for the whole community, because it's, I wouldn't be here and be doing big things without you guys. So.
Awesome. Super proud of you. So Miley, if we can play Dr. Sam's video of your new space, and then if you want to comment on anything about what it's like to be in that new space, that would be great, Dr. Sam.
All right, Dr. Jen, here's the video, I promise. So this is front, walk in, waiting room, get the lights on. So this used to be a full wall. And then there's a door into the traction area and into the adjustatorium. There's two tables, nice windows, dinner roll tables. We'll have some wall traction over here behind where the door is, right up there. And then across the hallway is new patient exam room. So we've got our big sticker. And then the new X-ray system. And then this will be where the report of findings area is. I'm gonna get a big TV to display X-rays above the computer there. And yeah, that's it. And then got the massage room. So.
Beautiful. So what's your favorite part of having that area from the adjusting to the rehab, all combined and so close to that front desk?
So the two biggest things that I've appreciated was it makes TikTok much easier and more available because everybody in the front can hear me as well as the people on traction, as well as people getting adjusted. So I feel like I can be more effective and hear more of what's going on and people can hear me in those moments. And then the biggest thing I've realized and the reason why I wanted the adjustatorium there was the windows. Like the whole space is just so different and having that natural light come in and me getting to see outside. I was beginning to feel like a mushroom, like back in the little cave with my adjust, because the big room that was the X-ray room used to be the adjustatorium and it was very disconnected from the front. That's probably my favorite part was the openness and the connection.
Beautiful. Well, thanks for being here. Thanks for making time to jump into the conversation. It's always great to see people that are taking courageous steps. And like I said in the beginning, it's not that everybody has to renovate their office right now, but everybody has things that are before them that they recognize. And, you know, that's one of the benefits of heart coaching, because sometimes we can't make those next big steps until our hearts are embraced in our practice and at home and supported. So anything that you want to comment about, you know, today's call and the importance of knowing and then taking steps?
Well, just I would like to make sure it's clear that what's next doesn't have to be floor plans. It doesn't have to be employees. It doesn't have to be anything, but it has to be something. There has to be what are the next steps. Yeah. You know, I took a hiatus because I wanted to go and get this thing filled out. And I wanted to be clear, you know, sometimes the next steps is let's just get together. Mm-hmm. You know, the more times you and I are together, the better. I just did a gig up in Albany, New York, and there were some TLC docs nearby that I failed to really make sure everybody knew what was going on, and they had plans elsewhere, and I was within an hour, 2 hours of their home. So we didn't even get together. So
wait a second. So this was exciting. Yesterday we came up with this idea because Dr. Kathy brought it up because she's saying something about needing to get their CE this year, like August or something like that. And I said, oh, we're going to make something that we're going to get out to everybody of get your CE with TLC. Mm-hmm. So it not necessarily at a TLC event, but one of the events that we're teaching at around the country. And a lot of the states are covered in, you know, you could go to Virginia and get your license renewal in New Jersey. So I think that'll be really fun.
So this weekend, we're going to be in New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico. If you ever watch Bubble Bunny, everybody wants to go to Albuquerque, New Mexico. So, and they have a vast array of states that are included in their credentialing. That's this weekend. We're flying myself, Jen, Len Siskin, and, it's the three of us this weekend. Okay. The next one is going to be March 17th, 18th. We're going to be at Tops in Boston. And we're doing, at least 4, maybe 6 hours of contributory messages, all CE in Boston. And it is covering many states in the eastern half of the country. So I would get that checked out. Then the last weekend of March, we're going to be in St. Louis, Missouri for the AMOC gathering.
Wait, how many hours?
We are teaching 24 hours of CE that weekend. So you guys are crazy if you're not coming with us to get your CE in that area. If you're in any state, anywhere around there, yeah, there's already 100 people signed up for it. So it is you, it is I, it is Len Siskin, and we're also getting Mark Davini involved. So there'll be some compliance stuff. Then in April, we are doing the Team Driven Practice Seminar, obviously the 14th and 15th. But get this. April 21st, 22nd, 23rd, we're going to be in Richmond, Virginia as a part of the United Virginia Chiropractic Association. Their convention, we're doing several hours there.
So just in Richmond then, and then in August?
And then, we're going to get there. So in May, I'm going to be speaking at New Beginnings, May 19th, 20th, here in New Jersey at the beach. If there's still room at our house and it's not rented, maybe we'll all stay there. Leadership Camp, the 16th, 17th of June, and that's in Colorado. But July through August. Then get this one. You got to write this one down. August, and we really, really need your help with this. I am saying this is what's next. We need your help. August 5th, 6th, in Richmond, Virginia.
Dr. Kathy, Dr. Kathy, I didn't want to tell you that yet.
Oh,
go Richmond, ahead. That
no. Oh. So August 5th, 6th is Richmond, Virginia, and we are putting on our own CE. This thing has been arranged since a year ago now. We set the whole thing up. We sprung every dime that's going into this. There's no one else helping to fill it but us. It is a TLC-run 12-hour CE event in Richmond, Virginia, August 5th, 6th. Next one is, then September. Well, obviously, there's the ASP seminar, which is done in local format, September 8th, 9th, but I would love for you to, ChiroFest, September 15, 16, 17 in Vancouver, Washington State, not Vancouver, Canada, Vancouver, Washington State. I'm going to be speaking for at least an hour to the ChiroFest event. Next after that is, what was that one? In September 22nd, 23rd.
It's the race.
That's our race, our 5K race here. Then October 20th, 21st, we're going to be at the Colorado Chiropractic Association. Thank you, Dr. Ritchie, and all you Colorado guys for putting in the plug. And in November 17th, 18th, we're going to be at the Michigan Association of Chiropractic, the MAC convention. So please go on TLC website, look at the events that are called outside event. Come be with us. you know, let's, what's next is let's play together. The more times we play together, especially if we're speaking 2 or 3 or 4 hours at another event, we can play more.
And remember, I love this. Dr. Phil said, oh, can I bring somebody who's a chiropractor that's non-TLC to our vacation event in December? Like, yes, we would love so many of your chiropractic friends. Just come to the events. You don't have to coach with TLC. Just come and be in the fellowship of other chiropractors that want to be raising up and nurturing people doing procedures that increase longevity. So I really, really love that about TLC now. It's not about, oh, everybody needs to be coaching with TLC. Everybody needs community. And I love that. And I'm so excited of that being the next step for us. So anything else that you wanted to go over? Any comments or questions, Jamie, that you might have?
Well, for me, it's just come out, play at events and play with us. We have such a good time when you guys are meeting up with us on the road. It's a lot of fun.
Okay. So if not, then I'm going to ask Dr. Scott McCormick, because since I am so immersed in watching all these recordings of you, I think that Dr. Rowe did a great job of recording you at FCS. So why not? Why not engage in what's next in our community of TLC for the impact that each of us individually are making and collectively can make?
Well, I think the, something that came up for me when we were in Florida and Fort Walton Beach and listening to you two speak, but I think it was probably more when you spoke, Dr. Jen, that it came to mind to me that how can we say that we want things to change if we're not willing to do something to make it change? And we have to come together as a family in TLC to promote this mission of TLC in the chiropractic community. Because what I see is there's not a whole lot of people that are doing what we're doing. And there are so many chiropractors out there that just are clueless and they're adrift because they don't know the value of what they have. They've lost their way and they need help. They need somebody to, you know, take them by the arm and bring them along and say, hey, come see this. This can make your life better. This can make your practice better. And, you know, the bottom line of all of it is just makes the world better. The more people we get involved who are on fire for chiropractic or spreading the message of chiropractic in their communities, the more people we get involved that our lives are going to change and they're going to tell other people. And that's how we have a greater impact globally by what we do locally.
Wow. So that was recorded. That was great. Awesome. All right. Well, this is an amazing Balanced Prosperity Call. And I hope that it churns you up to recognize, are you in the middle of what's next? Are you already done with what's next and kind of taking a pause before you jump to the next what's next? And always open yourself up to your heart coaches and AC coaches and just ask them, you know, what is the next thing? What's the next thing that you see that is the next thing for us to be implementing and training on in the practice? So that's it. Really looking forward to this weekend in New Mexico and scripting camp really soon with you guys in Boston. So I love that you're coming. I see
you at the gym. So I got Jenny Gina's special gift for her birthday. Her birthday is Saturday. So Saturday morning, she gets to teach on strokes.
No, I get to teach on Friday at strokes. Saturday, I teach on immunity. Yay.
Cool.
All right.
All right.
Bye, everybody. Bye. Have a
stay. Bye, everyone.